Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. All the opinions expressed on the program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be continuing on with the tools for your body, minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. And we're also going to be talking about antioxidants also. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Now, I do want to remind you that I do have a book coming out in April called Grow Younger Like Me. Feel 29 again and again. This year, 750,000 people will die of coronary artery disease. That's correct. 750,000 will die of coronary artery disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. Now, this year, there will be 23 million people who are going to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 1950, there were 1 million Americans with type 2 diabetes. All right. This year, we're going to have 23 million just this year alone. Last year, 350 million visits to physicians, 420 million to alternative medical practitioners. That's because people want results. They don't want their tired of physicians putting Band-Aids on them. That's right, Band-Aids, because physicians do not cure anything anymore. We just give a pill and take care of symptoms, i.e., if you have heartburn, we give you a pill to take care of the heartburn. If you have diarrhea, you get a pill to take care of a diarrhea. It doesn't matter what, you get a pill to take care of it. You know, they even encourage us to eat spicy foods that are going to be causing us pain, because they have a drug for the symptoms, rather than fixing the problem so that doesn't matter what you eat, that you are going to be okay, you know, that you don't have the diarrhea, so that you can have that bowel movement every day, so your body can detox properly. You know, fixing the problem is the key. I want you to understand something. In your body, there's a hierarchy. You know, if mom ain't happy, no one's happy. Well, mom is your GI tract, and if your GI tract ain't happy, nothing else in your body matters. That is number one, repair the gut. Number two is to repair your adrenals. That's correct. Repair your stress hormone. Your stress hormone is being bombarded every single day by stress after stress after stress. And pretty soon, your adrenal glands get burnt out. And you need to give your adrenal glands more nutrition so the adrenal glands can get better. The third rung is your thyroid, because your thyroid is your energy. It's your spark plug. You can take your car to the gas station and fill it up with gas. But guess what? Your car will not drive until you turn the ignition and ignite the fuel so your car can start burning gas. Well, thyroid is your igniter. If you don't have thyroid hormone in your cells will not burn fat. And you know something? You're going to go say, doc, I'm tired. I'm rendered. I have no energy. My skin's dry. I'm losing my hair. I look at food. I gain weight. And he's going to look at your thyroid and say, it's normal. Well, guess what? It's not normal. It's not normal at all. Because if it was normal, you'd be burning fat and your body would be warm. And you look at food, nothing would happen. You'd eat a horse and still lose weight. That's correct. That's what happened if your thyroid was functioning properly. But tonight, we're going to talk about the tools for your body. Yes. You know, every second, there are millions of chemical reactions going on in your body. And every one of those reactions require one of those tools or all of them, which are minerals, vitamins, or enzymes. You know, we talked about the vitamins previously, but we didn't quite finish with vitamin C. So I'm just going to go over vitamin C, and then we can go to the minerals and then to the enzymes, and we'll talk a little bit of antioxidants. Now, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, can be found in high abundance in many fruits and vegetables, and is found in cereal, beef, poultry, and fish. Vitamin C is the cofactor in lots of reactions in your body. It has to be consumed by the body because the body cannot make it. It is water soluble, and it affects the immune system. The benefits of vitamin C in your body helps with wound healing and the synthesis of collagen. Collagen is very important. Every cell has collagen in the walls. Also, collagen is what keeps your skin young and healthy. When your collagen goes down, your skin starts wrinkling. Vitamin C helps with that. It assists in the immune system by increasing white blood cells and interference. Well, guess what? Your white cells are what fights infections, right? Well, the vitamin C helps with their function, so they function better. It decreases adrenal steroid and leukotriene productions. It decreases gum disease and heart disease. It decreases gum disease and stomach cancer. And we're going to talk about cancer in a few minutes also. It decreases the risk of heart disease. It helps carnitine and tyrosine synthesis, which helps with your muscles. It decreases blood pressure. It decreases the incidence of cataracts and triglycerides. It helps decrease blood pressure, guys. Helps regenerate vitamin E, glutathione, and uric acid. It helps with that. It helps increase fertility, HDL cholesterol, and nitric oxide. Those are all very, very important. All right. Enhances the absorption of iron and progesterone production. Progesterone is required to help convert T4, the inactive thyroid, into T3. But of course, progesterone is needed to help battle out their postmenopausal symptoms and stuff like that. You need that progesterone for that. It helps with catecholamine and serotonin synthesis. Vitamin C helps with lung disease, bruising, and it helps with damage due to glycation of the body. Helps your mitochondria function. That's your energy unit in the body. Helps it function better. Now, vitamin C in large doses when administered as an IV nutrition can help with cancer. High-dose vitamin C does help with cancer. You know, I'm just going to divert a little bit. When someone is diagnosed with cancer, they are worth over $300,000 to the cancer industry. Over $300,000. Now, I want everyone to understand, we all have cancer. I'm going to whisper to you. We all have cancer. Every day, thousands of cells mutate into cancer cells. And what happens? Our immune system goes in and destroys those cancer cells so we don't get cancer. You see, to treat cancer, number one, you need to eliminate the food for cancer cells, which is sugar. That's right, sugar. One of the most addictive foods we have. One of the foods that cause a lot of inflammation in the body. Just decreasing your sugar in your body will decrease your joint pains. If you have arthritis, get rid of sugar. You'll be amazed how quickly your joint pains go away or your back pain improves. So fighting cancer, number one, you get rid of the foods that the cancer cells like, sugar. Number two, you strengthen your immune system so that your immune system can go out and destroy the cancer. There's some experts who believe that when your immune system relaxes, when it's not as strong, that's when you do get cancer. So to fight cancer, you take away the food and you strengthen your defense, which is your immune system. And vitamin C helps with that. Also, vitamin C is a very, very strong antioxidant. All right? Now, let's go on to minerals. A mineral is a naturally occurring substance that is solid and stable at room temperature. It is represented by a chemical formula and has an ordered atomic structure. It is different from a rock, which can be an aggregate of minerals or non-mineral and doesn't have a specific chemical structure or composition. Our bodies cannot produce minerals. The amount of minerals required is based on diet, mineral content of the soil in which the food is grown, medication, health, age, and the interactions of the mineral with other substances. There are two types of minerals. There is macro, of which we need a large amount, and micro, of which the body only needs trace amounts. Macro minerals are things like calcium, chloride, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. Our bodies need a lot of those. Right? And usually it's a number greater than 200 milligrams per day. It's considered macromolecules. The microminerals are arsenic, boron, chromium, cobalt, copper, fluoride, iodine, iron, magnesium, molybdenum, nickel, selenium, silicon, tin, vanadium, and zinc. They only require a trace amount, that's a dose less than 200 milligrams per day. All right? So minerals, the good thing about minerals is this. when a tree, let's say an apple tree, grows. The roots of the apple tree goes into the soil, and in the soil, they pick up the minerals in the soil, and they convert the minerals into organic minerals, which your body readily absorbs. Now, if you were to take a handful of dirt and put it in your mouth, there would be minerals in that dirt, but your body would not be able to absorb it because it's considered inorganic, it wasn't processed by a living organism such as an animal or a plant. So it's very important when you go to the store that you get organic minerals. But be leery of organic, because right now they're calling a lot of things organic because they want to fool you into buying organic. We want things that are truly organic to be sold as organic. All right? Once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams on KT 550 radio, KTSA. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Will Set You Free. You can get more information by calling the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at field29.com, field29.com. All right. And I want to remind you that I do have a book coming out in April. It's called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. Now, we're talking about the tools for your bodies. We talked about minerals and we talked about vitamins. Now we're going to talk about enzymes. At any given time, enzymes are doing all the work that's being done inside your cell. A simple bacteria like an E. coli has about 1,000 different enzymes floating around in cytoplasm of the bacteria. You know, enzymes a little chemical reaction machine. They help speed up reactions in the body so that they can happen fast enough to do process. So they are highly selective catalysts, which greatly accelerate both the rate and specificity of metabolic reaction, from the digestion of food to the synthesis of DNA. So they help with everything in your body. You know, I will say to people is this. You know, without enzymes, our bodies have a hard time breaking things down. When you eat food, in your mouth you have saliva. Saliva is an enzyme that breaks down starches into carbohydrates, and your body absorbs it in your mouth. Hydrochlorothiazide in your stomach is an enzyme that breaks down proteins in your stomach. In your duodenum, you have an enzyme that which is bile that breaks down fats into lipids that your body absorbs. So your body uses enzymes for lots of things. You know, when our ancestors first ate broccoli and cauliflower and they had mushrooms, the first time our ancestors ate it, they probably got sick. You know why? Because our bodies did not have the enzymes to break those down. Well, after hundreds of years, our bodies figured it out. And our bodies started making enzymes to break them down. You know, if you get a car, brand new Cadillac, you look in the glove compartment, there's an owner's manual. The owner's manual is there to show you how to fix things in the car, how to take things apart and put it together. Well, when you eat a fruit or a vegetable or something for the first time, your body does not know what it is, and your body doesn't have the enzymes to break it down. So when our ancestors had those first things, they got sick. But after a while, our bodies knew what, figured it out, and learned. So now when you eat these fruits, in your body, there are thousands of different enzymes in your body, all made by your body, just in case you had an apple. Just in case you ate some broccoli, just in case you ate a cauliflower, your body has the enzymes ready and waiting to break it down. That's what our body does. Now, so enzymes, almost all chemical reactions in a biological cell or in our body need enzymes in order to occur at rates sufficient for life. The purpose of an enzyme in a cell is to allow the cell to carry out chemical reactions very quickly. These reactions allow the cells to build things or take things apart as needed. This is how a cell grows and reproduces. Enzymes are proteins made from amino acid. Isn't that something? Amino acid makes enzymes. Well, guess what? When you eat food, in your stomach, your strong hydrochloric acid breaks the food, the proteins down, and your body absorbs amino acids. And amino acid is required to make enzymes. So your body takes these amino acids, they make enzymes, and then the enzymes help the body make cells, helps your body make neurotransmitters, helps your body make hormones, helps your body make immune cells, it helps your body make muscles, it helps your body make brain cells. So enzymes helps your body make everything in it. So enzymes are protein made from amino acid. An enzyme encompasses 100 to 1,000 amino acid in a very specific sequence. The chain of amino acid then folds into a unique shape. The shape allows the enzyme to carry out specific chemical reactions. An enzyme acts as a very efficient catalyst in your body. Now, let's take an example of the enzyme maltose. Maltose helps break down sugar in milk. So if you drink milk and you don't have the enzyme maltose in your body, you cannot digest milk. And you know, there are some people who are born with a maltose deficiency. Their bodies cannot make the enzyme maltose. And for those people, they have milk intolerance. They cannot tolerate milk. So you see, but if you were to give that person maltose in a digestive enzyme pill, and then you give them the milk, they can then digest it. That's how the body works. So vitamins, minerals, and enzymes are the tools of your body. Nothing is made or broken down without these. There are millions of chemical reactions that take place in our bodies on a daily basis, and our body needs it to do it. All right? That's the importance of mineral vitamins and enzymes in your body. And I know that we, you know, when you go to your doctor and you ask your doctor about digestion, they don't mention minerals and vitamins and enzymes. Do you know that we could actually test you, your minerals, your vitamins, enzymes, so that we actually know where you are? Because if we know where we are, we know what you're low in. And if we know what you're low in, we can fix the problem in our body. You know, SpectraCell has a great test. Genova has a test for that. And we do it all the time. You know, as funny as a physician, and I've been a physician since I was born in 1983. That's right. You know, I'm only 29. So as a physician, when I was born in 1983, you know, I've been doing medicine since then. And up until about 5 years ago, I can honestly tell you, I had never checked someone's minerals. I had never checked someone's vitamins. I had never checked someone's enzyme levels. Because as an emergency room physician, you don't do that. You just slap a Band-Aid on to fix the problem. That's what we did. We did what physicians were told. We just put a Band-Aid, fix the problem. They had pain, we got rid of the pain. They had diarrhea, we got rid of the diarrhea. We did Band-Aids. And then we tell them to follow up with their primary doctor. But then they went to their primary doctor, and the primary doctor never tried to find out why they had the diarrhea, why they had the problem that they have. That's just the way it is. So anyhow, so that's about mineral, vitamin, enzyme. Now let's just talk about glutathione in your body. You know, because, you know, glutathione is one of those things that you don't hear too many doctors talking about. But glutathione is a tripeptide, means it is made of three peptides. And peptides are amino acids, you know, cysteine, glutamine, glutamic acid, and glycine. It is found in every cell and is responsible for the health of the cell. It is an antioxidant that prevents damage to the cell by reactive oxygen species such as free radicals and peroxide. So it prevents free radicals in your body from destroying your cells. Unfortunately, the levels of glutathione in your body starts diminishing at about age 40. And so your glutathione level decreases. And when that starts happening, your body starts dying. That's right, because glutathione protects your cells from being destroyed. That's correct. That's what they do. Glutathione occurs naturally in many foods such as fresh fruits and vegetables. It protects against aging. It protects against cancer, heart disease, dementia, autism, Alzheimer's, and numerous other medical problems. You know, your body needs to detox, and glutathione is one of the major detoxifiers of the liver. And we do it in our office all the time. We do glutathione by IV nutrition. You know, if you are a drinker, you drink alcohol, you come in, you get a glutathione IV nutrition, and that helps your liver clean up your liver, so you don't have the toxins built up in your liver. That's what glutathione does. You know, when you cut an apple in half and you leave it on the table, you come back, it's all brown. If you were to sprinkle glutathione on that apple, it would come back. The apple would look perfect. That's what glutathione does. It protects your body. The things that glutathione, when your glutathione level is low, happens, you get poor diet, pollution, toxins, stress, medications, trauma, aging, infection, and radiation. They all deplete your glutathione level because your glutathione level has to be very high to fight all those things. It's detoxifying your body of all of those things that's in your body. This leaves you susceptible to unrestrained cell disintegration from oxidative stress, free radicals, infection, cancer. So in other words, if your glutathione level is low, you wouldn't be able to, all these things, all the stresses, all the pollution, all the poor diet, all the trauma, all of that stuff, infection, all that stuff will delete your glutathione, and then you will be susceptible to all kinds of things in your body. All right? Furthermore, if your liver gets overloaded and damaged, your glutathione, if you give yourself glutathione, that helps with that. So one of the major detoxifiers besides vitamin C is glutathione in your body. So what are the benefits of glutathione? It enhances liver and brain detoxification of toxic chemicals and heavy metals, helps to recycle other antioxidants like vitamin C. It helps help vitamin C and vitamin E become more effective in your body. It's involved in protein and prostaglandin synthesis. It's a neuromodulator, which means it transmits information between the neurons in your brain. It is a major endogenous antioxidant produced by the cells. In other words, it's a major antioxidant that your body produces. It decreases your sugar cravings. It is a neurotransmitter. Helps regulate your immune system. It is used in DNA synthesis and repair. It helps in amino acid transport and enzyme activation. So when people say they'll do a colon cleanse on you and you feel that colon cleanse takes care of all the problem, no, you're doing a half-half job. You know, if you truly want to detox your body, you have to include glutathione in that detox because your liver is the major organ of detoxification, and glutathione helps detoxify the liver so the liver can do its job. That is what we're talking about here. Now, once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams with the Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA Radio. You can reach us at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at field29.com, field29.com. And remember, I do have a book coming out in April called Grow Younger Like Me, Field 29 Again and Again. All right? Tonight we talked about the second part of the tool for our bodies, which is minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. And we also threw in antioxidants, glutathione in there, because those are very, very important for your body and helps your body function the way it should be. Thank you all very much. We'll see you all next time. Have a nice day.